Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
8:13 now. Dean Richards joins us in just a few minutes here. But let me get my friend David Curley in on a vacation day. Nice enough to be on with us. David Curley, ABC News, amongst his beats, aviation expert. And sadly, David, too many times we have to talk to you when something bad has happened, and this Southwest Airlines freak accident is just horrific.
I'll tell you what, Steve. I mean, you've seen the movies of planes depressurizing and strange things happening, and a lot of it's not true. But to actually, when the report came in that somebody was sucked partially out of an aircraft during a decompression and then died from her, it is unbelievable. And there's still so many questions. We're starting to get a thread of some answers, but they didn't find any parts of that window inside the aircraft. So did it pop out as one? Is there a problem? Was there corrosion around it? How did that happen? That's not supposed to happen, in addition to what happened with the engine and everything else.
People, I think, would like to know that this woman didn't suffer. Is the official cause of death now a blunt head force trauma? And the point of that question being, you know, did she strike her head on the impact?
Blunt force trauma. Was she hit by the debris?
Right.
Or was she hit by the fuselage as she was being pulled out of the aircraft? Don't know the answer to that yet. We may get more details down the road. You know, some heroic work by some of the other passengers trying to get her back in the aircraft and then CPR to try and save her life. It was 22 minutes from the moment of the incident until they got on the ground.
Oh, I did not know that. That's amazing. And that reinforces the narrative about this pilot who's gotten an awful lot of praise worthy of that in the past couple of days.
Don't forget her co-pilot, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well said.
It's a two-person crew. Two-person crew.
All right. So one of the scariest things that came out of this story was there is a deep dive inspection that has to go on airplanes to see the kind of metal fatigue that may have caused this. Is that still true 24, 48 hours later?
So, yes, to a certain extent. So this incident, according to the NTSB, was metal fatigue at the base of one of the fan blades, and it broke off, and then it caused all the damage that's the cowling that surrounds that engine, and that's, we don't know what actually hit the fuselage, whether it was cowling or the fan blade or what. So in 2016, another Southwest flight had a very similar incident, and it did damage the fuselage, but nothing pierced the fuselage, no window broke out, nobody inside was hurt. That, too, metal fatigue at the base of the fan blade. So you have two incidents on 737s flying basically the same age engine. No conclusion that they're actually connected. A lot of symptoms that look very similar. So after the 2016 incident, the FAA started making an airworthiness directive, which directs airlines to do something to make sure their planes are airworthy. They ended and closed the comment period because this is all federal rule promulgation. It takes all this time and bureaucratic this, that, and the other thing. Last summer. And they haven't done anything. They never finalized the rule. So now the second incident happens, and the FAA yesterday finally says, okay, in the next 2 weeks, we're going to put out this rule, which is going to require additional inspections on heavily used older 737s. Now, when they were putting the rule together, they said that's 220 engines. There are more than 13,000 of these engines out there on 737s. So that's a pretty small universe at this point. The only question is, they said they're going to put the rule out in 2 weeks. Is it going to expand? Are there going to be more? Is it going to be that small universe? We don't know. I can tell you that American Airlines tells me that last year when they were putting the rule together, they decided to go check their older aircraft. It was less than 100 for them, so they went and checked their aircraft. What Southwest said after this incident this week is they're now doing enhanced accelerated inspections, and 40 technicians from the engine company are coming to help them. So they've got 109 of those 220. So they're now in the process of looking at those with apparently not grounding, continuing operations.
David, going forward, as far as passengers are concerned, will there be any other safety precautions inside of the plane or any rules for passengers? I know they do the verbal when you're sitting in that particular row. Do you understand? Will you be able to help the other passengers? Anything because of this incident for the passengers?
Not yet. It's too early to know. It's too early to know whether the universe of the aircraft that have to be checked, it's too early to know what happened with that window. But that's another mystery that's, you know, not getting a lot of attention here, but just because of the drama of what she went through, what the other crew members and the passengers went through. So we don't really know the answer to that yet. But I've seen a couple of stories today. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if the Trib did it this morning or not. About some of the people not putting their oxygen masks on correctly. Did you see this?
I did, yeah.
I come on, people. There's a safety card that's been in that little seat back every time you've flown. You don't know how to put on a mask? I found that just stunning.
Well, you know, it's human panic, right? And it's also a reminder that the flight attendants aren't doing that drill for their health, and the 30 seconds you need to pay attention matters.
Yeah, and I don't care if you don't watch it. It'll actually watch it once and remember what to do.
Right.
I'm getting a little heated here. Sorry.
No, well, listen, you see it every day, and I understand it. Appreciate your time, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your vacation day now that I've taken your time.
It's just starting now, Steve. I was on Good Morning America. So.
Oh, good. That's not the only one asking for you. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
See you later.
That's David Curley, ABC's aviation expert and fine reporter of all the beats that he covers.